Chapter 1. In the windswept darkness, the rangers made ready for the sack of Sustagul. In that moment, before it all went the way it did, in those moments just before dawn, late spring on the coast of North Africa, or what the ruin now called the Lost Coast, they were like some army of ants, heedless of the cyclopean picnic of the gods they were about to ruin the day of. Busy at war, because that was life to them. And there was nothing else. Not to them. This ruined stretch of sand and water, waves crashing, was the gateway to the land of black sleep, empire of the Sour, foe of what remained of humanity, kingdom of Soot the Undying himself. It was cold in the dark, as we stacked in ladders waiting to board choppers for the hit on the sleeping port city that had no idea we were coming for it. It was still out there, sleeping in the dark as it had for the last 10,000 years and the times before these times. When it had been other names in other times, no one in the ruin even remembered anymore. The Rangers, ever scholars of war, told me it was once founded by Alexander the Great, and that he named it after himself. But he did that in a lot of other places, too. That lost boy of total war, who probably would have been a ranger, or conquered the rest of the world, the unknown part, if he'd had some of the known world left, or someone to show him where the rest of it was. The story of the Battle of Sustagul is told, will be told, by me, in retrospect. A lot happened that day. Now you need to know the whole story. Not just mine and what Talker got himself into and out of, if he was lucky. So, I start here. In the dark, with the wind coming off the coast and beating at our cry precisions and assault packs, you weren't cold. At least I wasn't that morning. All I was thinking about as we loaded up for the hit, the choppers thundering off into the morning dark, and all of us stacked in the chalks, waiting for our turn to get it on good and proper with the enemy, was what I had to do today. My responsibilities as assistant squad leader. You could smell the ocean in the darkness out there. The salt. The life breathing in and out of the emerald waters that lay there, beating out their hearts against the shoreline. To the east, the sun wasn't even a rumor in the black between heavenly bodies that illuminate the sky during our days and nights of endless desert marching to get here. Sun and moon. Those silent lights were gone now, and so was even the cold starlight this close to morning. It was just rangers in the darkness, waiting on the beach, waiting to play their games of misdirection and mayhem, breaking and entering, putting the kill on the HVTs we needed to get rid of today, leaving a flaming wreck of the enemy's plans, hopes, and dreams along our back trail. Then probably playing body toss the losers for the high score on the other side of it all, before we got the warning order for the next stop. Ready for the pump. The pump. Body toss the losers. Do it again, Ranger, and again, and again, and again. Games of misdirection and mayhem. Or, as Chief Rapp chuckled and said to me one time when we were just beggars on the streets of the old, ruined desert ports the maps of the ruin called Sustagul, "You Rangers and your, look that way, Ranger smash." I love that about running with y'all. You boys never get tired of the smash. Good on ya. This morning wasn't going to be so much a look that way misdirection as suddenly there were rangers everywhere for the enemy. The HVTs in Sustagul were about to have a very bad day, courtesy of rangers. We were facing a Bronze Age force of lizard warriors, their high priests, the local mercenary armies inside the city, the fanatics in the temple district, and, yeah, the massive orc horde ranging out there in the sands to the south and along our own back trail. Even the odds were against us getting it done this morning, but it had to get done. We needed those walls back.